Marking the second anniversary of the invasion of Iraq, anti-war protesters took to the streets this weekend in Europe and around the United States. A few hundred people protested in Times Square in New York, according to the New York Times, and thousands of demonstrators marched in San Francisco. Yesterday in Fayetteville, North Carolina, home of Fort Bragg, activists marched and rallied in a protest they say was against the war, but in support of the troops. From member station WUNC, Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
It's hard, but I didn't know where it's time yet.
Organizers of the anti-war demonstration claim as many as 4,000 people joined their protest, but Fayetteville police estimated the crowd at about 2,500. Tim Kelly, a resident of Fayetteville and retired Army Special Forces Master Sergeant, joined the anti-war protesters. He says holding the demonstration in Fayetteville brought the anti-war sentiment to the Army's doorstep.
It's going to the source. I mean, it provokes a controversy, and it puts this discussion on the map and in the minds of America more than it would holding it in, San Francisco.
Busloads of anti-war demonstrators from as far away as New York and Washington traveled to Fayetteville. They did provoke controversy as the anti-war demonstrators gathered in a park across the street. An opposing group formed, saying they support the troops in Iraq. Police estimated their number at about 200. Among the anti-war demonstrators, veterans played a prominent role.
Time to bring our soldiers home.
Time to bring our soldiers home.
Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
Vietnam veterans wearing peace buttons nurtured a new generation of protesters, veterans of the Iraq War. Perry O'Brien was discharged from the Army in November as a conscientious objector. He was a specialist based at Fort Bragg, and he served in Afghanistan. O'Brien says he hopes to recruit troops returning from Afghanistan and Iraq to join the movement against the war.
The more veterans we get back out of the military that are legally allowed to speak their mind and are, allowed to share their experiences with us, I think we're going to find a massive movement. In fact, I predict that it's going to be veterans that are going to be, at the vanguard of the next generation of the anti-war movement.
Across the street, Fayetteville resident Andrea Richard, a supporter of the war in Iraq, stood with a group of leather-clad veterans who said they were members of a group called Rolling Thunder. Richard opposes bringing the troops home immediately.
If we bring them home, those 1,500 that are the number that we have lost in this engagement will have been lost for what? And that's why I won't ask for them to be brought home. As an American patriot, I will ask for them to be supported irregardless of what they do.
Some of the anti-war groups, which organized the demonstration, plan indoor activities today. Military Families Speak Out will meet to plan grassroots strategy. Iraq Veterans Against the War will hold workshops on organizing future anti-war protests. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer in Fayetteville, North Carolina.